Hello everyone. So poinsettia is one of the most popular potted flowering plants in the United States. It ranked second just after the orchids, accounting for $140 million for the wholesale in 2015. Poinsettia is a short-day plant, and they're usually induced to flower for the Christmas. Although it was indigenous to Mexico and primarily produced in the U.S., people in the world, especially Europe, also love poinsettia. Light is one of the most major parameters that influence the plant growth. It has a wide spectrum, but not all of them are useful for plant growth and development. Here are the spectrum we're interested in, from blue region all the way to the far red radiation region. Light from 400 to 700 nanometer is known as photosynthetic active radiation, also called PAR, and these light could help plant promote photosynthesis. Today, we are just going to focus on red light and far red light. So red light, which ranges from 600 to 700 nanometer, is known to promote germination, development of leaves, deethylation, and growth and yield. A relatively high red to far red ratio could inhibit the internal elongation, while different red to far red ratio could regulate the flowering. Far red light ranges from 700 to 800 nanometers. A low red to far red ratio could promote the stem elongation as well as leaf expansion. When far red light was added to the red light, it could accelerate the flowering of some long day plants. So today we're just going to focus on two specific aspects of poinsettia, the extension growth and the flowering. Red light and far red light can be perceived by the photoreceptor called phytochrome in the plant, and there are two forms of phytochrome, the PR form, which is the inactive form, and the PFR form, which is the active form. As we can see from this figure here, that the PR form would absorb mostly red light and convert it to PFR form, and vice versa. The PFR form would absorb mostly far red light and convert it back to PR form. One form cannot be completely converted to the other because their absorbance spectrum are overlapping. So basically, more far red light the plant receives, more PR form it has. A previous research on poinsettia shows that plants grown under red light deficient environment are taller than the control group and even taller than the plants grown under far red deficient environment. So this suggests that the more far red light the plant receive, the taller the plants are. Another study on marigold, which is a short day plant, suggests that night interruption with red light itself inhibit flowering, while night interruption with far red itself didn't delay the flowering. So this suggests that low intensity red light can be perceived as a long day signal, while low intensity far red light cannot. Plant height control is always a major concern during commercial poinsettia production. It is also important to market the crops to meet the Christmas high demand. So our objective is to investigate whether far red light could promote extension growth without influencing the flowering. Two cultivars of poinsettia, the White Glitter and Marble Star, were used. Both of them are short day plants, and the critical day length was around 12 hours, 20 minutes. Cuttings were received and rooted in the propagation house at 23 Celsius. 3 weeks later, all the plants were transplanted to 15 centimeter pots. 4 weeks later, they're all pinched back to 6 nodes to make sure the uniformity. Another 4 weeks later, the experiment began. All the plants were grown at 20 Celsius under 9-hour photo period provided by LED supplemental lighting, which is a deep red, white, medium blue module, and the light intensity was around 70 micromole per square meter per second. All the plants were hand watered with our poinsettia feed, which contained 215 parts per million nitrogen, and no plant growth regulator was used during the whole experiment. The experiment went on for about 15 weeks. Each lighting treatment was assigned to one bench, and 4 sample positions were chosen to measure the light. Here you can see we have two types of LED bulb. The red, white, far-red LED bulb emits far-red light as well as red light. So I will just use red plus far-red to represent this LED bulb in the following slides. The far-red LED bulb emits just far-red light, and as you can see, the red to far-red ratio of these two light bulbs are different. We have 8 lighting treatments in total. On the base of the control group, which is a 9-hour short day, we add different end-of-day lighting with different light quality and light duration. We have 2 hours red plus far-red, 2 hours far-red only, and a combination of these two both. 4 hours red plus far-red, 4 hours far-red only, and 4 hours red plus far-red plus 2 hours far-red only. These lighting treatments are with low light intensity, which is 2 to 3 micromole per square meter per second, with the range from 400 to 800 nanometer. For our second replication, we have additional lighting treatment, which is high-intensity far-red light for 4 hours, and the light intensity was around 13 micromole per square meter per second. The experiment was conducted twice, and for each replication, 10 plants were selected for each treatment. Plant height including original plant height when the experiment began and the plant height when they first flower were measured. In addition, days to first bright color, days to first anthesis were also recorded. Data was analysis using SAS with 2 keys test and arrow bars represent the standard error of the mean. So now let's look at the results. First, let's look at the increase in stem length. So now we have 2 series representing 2 cultivars. The pink is the marble star and the red one is the white glitter. The comparison was made just within each cultivar and the treatment with simulator means they're statistically similar. So as you can see that all the end of day lighting treatments significantly increase the plant height. The greatest promotion was under either the longest lighting period with low light intensity or under high intensity lighting treatment. If the light was delivered using single lamp type, for example, just red plus far red or just far red LED light bulb, we can see that there is no effect of light quality on the stem length when delivered for 2 hours or 4 hours. If we compare the low-intensity far-red with high-intensity far-red, both for 4 hours, we can see that a high-intensity lighting treatment significantly promote the extension growth. If we compare these very last 2 treatments here, we can see that a high-intensity lighting treatment for 4 hours were just as effective as a low light intensity for 6 hours. As for the days to first bright color, the bright percentage here indicates that the pots showing bright color when experiment ends. So as you can see that most plants grown under red plus far red for 4 hours showed bright color. Fewer plants showed bright color under 6-hour lighting treatment, and even fewer showed bright color under high intensity far red. So if the bright color percentage was below 30%, we considered the data was not representative and would not be reported. So among those who showed bright color, 2 hours lighting treatment didn't influence the bright color dates compared to the control group, regardless of the light quality. 4 hours lighting treatment delayed the bright color day. And within these 3 low intensity lighting treatment, we can see that the effect of the delay with treatment that contained far-red only was not as strong as the treatment that contained red plus far-red. So this indicates that the plant can perceive less far-red compared to the red light. In addition, high-intensity far-red for 4 hours significantly delayed the bright color dates. As lighting duration increased up to 6 hours, the effect of the delay was even more obvious. So finally, let's look at the days to first anthesis. The transfer flowing percentage was similar as the bread color percentage, except in this case, no white glitter grow under high intensity far red flower, and they still remain vegetative at the end of the experiment. This vertical line indicates the critical day length if far red, low intensity far red was perceived as a long day signal, which is 12 hours, 20 minutes. However, so theoretically, any treatment that right to this vertical line should delay the flowering. However, we can see that these two treatments didn't delay the flowering. So this suggests that low intensity far red light was not perceived as a long day signal, which is consistent with the previous research with other crop species. In contrast, high intensity far red significantly delayed the flowering date. Things are a little bit different in white glitter. We can see that the end of day lighting treatment that equal or more than 4 hours significantly delayed the flowering dates. So we assume that white glitter are more sensitive to far red light and can perceive far red light even at very low intensity. So that's why these two treatments here delay the flowering. Again, no plants under high intensity far red flower. So here are the photos of our representative plants. The photo was taken typically every 2 weeks to track the plant response. It is quite consistent with our data that all the plants grow under end of day lighting are significantly taller than the control group. Plants grow under red plus far red for 2 hours, followed by far red only for 2 hours, and plants grow under low intensity far red for 4 hours, they still showed bread color and flower. In contrast, plants grow under high intensity far red for 4 hours, they remain vegetative. So our take home message is red plus far red or far red only are similarly effective at promoting extension growth of poinsettia, which means that in this case, light quality doesn't influence that much regarding the stem elongation. In addition, low intensity far red radiation didn't influence the flowering, while high intensity far red radiation was perceived as a long day signal and delayed the flowering. So this suggests that not only light quality influenced the flowering, but light intensity also matters. So finally, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Eric Grunkel, and Nate, who's our floricultural research technician. I appreciate all the help from our undergraduate student, and I would like to thank the Phillips for supporting our research. Thank you. So I know most of the, during the production, for most of the poinsettia, the plants are taller than the plant that they, than the height that they want, so they, that's why they use plant growth regulator. But also for some, cultivars of poinsettia, the growers want it taller, so, I guess that depends on the cultivars. So honestly, I don't know what cultivars should, like, the growers want it taller, but I'm sure there will be some cultivars. Yes. So for our materials, most of the time it depends on where can we get donations from, and what kind of cultivars the growers have. Yeah, I hope that answered a question. Thank you very much.